Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast. The podcast reviews movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 650, and it is your review of Godzilla 1954. Today, we're going to talk about the OG Godzilla film as we kick off our Godzilla, aka Gojira, month here on the Nerdcore as we celebrate the incredible theatrical run of Godzilla Minus One at the U.S. box office. As it, the whole reported budget is $15 million, and it made like $100 and some million at the box office. So, we wanted to celebrate Godzilla Minus One by watching a lot of Godzilla movies this month. So we're gonna have fun with that. As always, this is the Nerd Chicano here to host the show, along with my wonderful co-host Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful Monday evening. I am feeling refreshed and much better than I have for the previous week. No COVID. I got a call from my parents. They're like, "Did you have COVID?" And I'm like, "Yes."
Yep.
But it wasn't nothing, because even COVID can't kill me, and Jesus doesn't want me for a sunbeam. So I'm here talking with Raul about the first Godzilla, which is only right, and we talk about the first Godzilla.
Yep. And no, we are not going to be talking about the American version of the first Godzilla film this month, aka Godzilla King of the Monsters. Godzilla, comma, King of the Monsters, not Godzilla King of the Monsters 2019.
Is that the one where you look like a chameleon or a lizard? Huh? Was that the American version? You look like a lizard?
The Godzilla comma King of the Monsters?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was one that came out when I was either a kid or a teenager, and it was bad. It was it was not good. Traumatic events. Yeah, but I
wouldn't be 1998 Godzilla, right?
Yeah, 1998. That's the one. Yeah, that's rough. Oof. Yeah, that's a rough childhood right there. But we have previously talked about Godzilla on our channel before.
Yeah.
We've had a watch along.
Yeah. We've done reviews of Godzilla 2018. 2016.
Godzilla versus Kong, right?
I believe we've done Godzilla 2014. We've done Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah.
We've done Godzilla King of the Monsters. And then over on Patreon, if you subscribe to the $1 tier, you get access to Godzilla Final Wars commentary, which to me is one of the best commentaries we have ever done.
That movie had 9 directors.
Yeah.
That movie is insane.
Think about Godzilla King of the Burgers. And as always, I would like to remind you all, before we actually get into review, that we are live on Patreon at www.patreon.com at the $1 tier. Not only you get that incredible commentary, but you also get to chat live with us, like Stacy is chatting with us right now. Yep. And you can do that by going over patreon.com/thenerdcore and chat, and what's it called? Pledging to the $1 tier. Get this episode live and early. Yeah. Brad,
tell our wares, Stacy.
I might be giving a spoiler here, but I have never disliked a single Godzilla movie that I've seen.
I mean, I haven't. Here's the thing. Put two big monsters fighting on the screen, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
As long as there's not a lot of chit-chat from, you know, the regular people don't matter compared to the big giant monsters. Let's be real here.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think we're gonna have a pretty cool conversation, but I wanted to let you know that I today was a normal day. I just came home, watched Godzilla, and then I immediately was like, I want more Godzilla. So I started watching next.
This man's gonna buy that DVD collection. I can already feel it.
Well, chill out. Next week's Godzilla movie. I already started watching it, which I sadly had to experience that it's dubbed. So that's gonna fucking suck.
That's your choice.
Yes, I didn't know about that. And if I would have known, I would have taken precautionary reasons to make sure that we didn't have a dubbed version.
So there's no sub on that?
There is, but it's not the one that was released in the United States. Mm. The one that we got in the United States was dubbed. But you know who actually did the dubbing and who said to order the dubbing? Toho.
Ah.
It wasn't even the United States. Toho wanted the movie to be dubbed for the United States.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Can't win them all.
Yeah. So, yeah, next week, I think you guys know what's going to be a major, what's it called, a complaint of us, of ours. Yeah.
It was dubbed.
Yeah. But other than that, man, not much going on here, Brad. It was cold today.
Yeah. It started out cold here, and then it got warm. But, yeah. Where'd he go? I think he clicked out. He clicked out.
Yeah, I definitely clicked out.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Get back over there.
It was windy here as well, which odd, but you know, that happens, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we're supposed to have more rain coming tomorrow, and I think Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, enough of that shit. We got to talk about Godzilla.
No, enough about the weather.
Yeah. Stacey says, at least they got Orson Welles for the Godzilla role in the dark.
I wish.
Every movie should have Orson Welles.
That, you know, Orson voice. Welles voiceover. Every movie. Yeah. Shout out to that Transformers movie.
That should be like a fucking, what's it called? A necessity at this point.
You know, AI can do that now. I'm sure. We put 1,000%, Orson Welles. We can make Orson Welles talk for us.
Yeah, but I would feel really bad doing that.
A little bit.
Yeah.
There's some things I really want to hear Orson Welles say.
Yeah. All right, Brad. Well, if you're ready, I'm ready, Brad. Let's go ahead and introduce him to Godzilla.
All right. Coming from not our only source, Wikipedia, as we've proven through these past couple months. Godzilla is a 1954 Japanese epic kaiju film directed and co-written by Ishiro Honda, with special effects by Aiji Susburaya, produced and distributed by Toho Company Limited. It is the first film in the Godzilla franchise. The film stars Akira Takarada, Momoko Kochi, Ahikiko Hirata, and Takashi Shimura. Yes, it does. With Haruo Nakajima and Katsumi Tezuka as Godzilla. And if I remember right, Tezuka played Godzilla like forever, right? I think. In the film, Japan's authorities deal with the sudden appearance of a giant monster whose attacks trigger fears of nuclear holocaust in post-war Japan. Godzilla entered production after Japanese-Indonesian co-production collapsed. Susburaya originally proposed for a giant octopus before the filmmakers decided on a dinosaur-inspired creature. Godzilla pioneered a form of special effects called suitmation, in which a stunt performer wearing a suit interacts with miniature sets. Principal photography ran 51 days, and special effects photography ran 71 days. Godzilla premiered in Nagoya on October 27, 1954, and received a wide release in Japan on November 3rd. It was met with mixed reviews upon release, but was a box office success, winning the Japanese Movie Association Award for Best Special Effects. The film earned 183 million yen in distributor rentals, making it the eighth highest grossing Japanese film of that year. In 1956, a heavily re-edited Americanized version titled Godzilla King of the Monsters was released in the United States. The film spawned a multimedia franchise that was recognized by Guinness World Records as the longest running film franchise in history. The character Godzilla has since become an international popular culture icon. The film and Susburaya have been largely credited for establishing the template for tokusatsu media. The film received reappraisal in later years and has since been regarded as one of the best monster films ever made. The film was followed by the sequel, Godzilla Raids Again, released on April 24th, 1955.
Hell yeah.
So, I'm looking. Cinematography, Masao Tamai, edited by Taichi Taira. Music by Akira Ifukube. Running time of 96 minutes. Budget of 100 million yen. Box office, $2.8 million.
All right, man. Stacy says, sorry, guys. We tend to have a giant tentacled monster attack in Japan. This isn't one of those movies.
Oh, man.
If it was Christopher Nolan making it, he would have made this the monster.
No, yeah, Nolan would have like made that thing in a lab and released it.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan's flubber is going to be great.
Yeah. So, man, I want to start off in saying this. I always hear Brad say this about the Godzilla movies, like, give me a big monster, I don't care about the humans. Now, I believe that that's how we feel because we are so conditioned to the American Godzilla movies. Whereas this movie is like, to me, shows you exactly what a Godzilla film should be. It is 100% a commentary on Japanese culture, on nuclear energy, capitalism, and it has a way of blending not just the monster aspect, but the human aspect where the human doesn't feel meaningless to the plot. The problem with a lot of the American movies is that the humans feel meaningless, and they make the humans feel as if they're just there to push Godzilla. Instead of the humans being the reason that Godzilla exists. And in this movie, of course, it's the first one. It's going to do it perfectly the way it needs to be done. And that's why, you know, I'm going to go ahead and spoil it a bit here about how I felt about Godzilla Minus One. Is why I felt that Godzilla Minus One is the first movie since a long time since they've gotten it right with the humans in Godzilla. I love this movie. I think this movie has so much to say, and I couldn't stop watching, man. I couldn't keep my eyes off the screen. This movie's from 1954, and to me, Godzilla is still so scary in this one as he is in the next films, where he's gonna get to look like an actual like fucking monster with crazy visual effects and shit. Brett, what are your initial thoughts? Sorry.
So I kind of agree with what Roland said. Kinda. I'm still on the side of I just want to see monsters beat each other up in the film. I do agree though, they do this movie better with having the people have an effect, and it does talk, you know, about Japan after, you know, nuclear weapons, nuclear bombs, after you know, the West comes in. I mean, you have Takashi Ishimura, so of course you're going to have a brilliant, brilliant dialogue from him talking about, you know, we should study this creature. We shouldn't kill this creature. And I mean, it goes into great depth into that, and I can appreciate that. But at the end of the day, when I see a kaiju film, I want to see all the kaiju. I want kaiju all the time. And I mean, for this being the first one, it actually is really great because what they did is, you know, had never been done before. They put a man in a freaking monster suit and made him destroy Tokyo or whatever part of Japan he was in. The effects are great. The radioactive breath that catches like all these places on fire, the using the toy like train, and then they go into an inside shot of the train and there's actually people in it. And I mean, this film does, you know, some really great cinematography stuff that had not been seen before. And it really tells you, like, it was really the next evolution of the monster movie. Because, I mean, you had, like, Frankenstein. You had, you know, previous monster Dracula, previous monster movies before this. But this really starts up a whole new genre. Yeah. That's what's cool to see, is they took something that had never been done, did it really well, and, you know, brought it to the world. I mean, it is a foundational movie in my eyes.
Super foundational.
At the end of the day, though, I would like to see more Godzilla, just because when it's a kaiju film, and it, like you said, in our American brains, more kaiju, better film. So, you know, I don't really discourage this film for that, but...
And we have to, like, also understand the way that, like, we've been conditioned to, like, American movies, especially, because it's, like, We're like, oh,
yeah, the Michael Bay, more explosions,
more explosions, like big stuff, like fighting each other and all that stuff. It's like,
violence.
You have to remember that, like, Godzilla started, what Godzilla started at was a commentary on nuclear energy and nuclear weapons. And this movie is, like, very little about Godzilla and more of these humans. Like, just look no further than the last 20 minutes of this movie. It's like
when they're trying to figure out whether they should use this weapon. I mean, and that's a like that. That's a really pivotal scene, like you're saying, these last 20 minutes, where this guy creates this the oxygen destroyer, as he calls it. Which, when I think of an oxygen destroyer, I don't think it's like going to dissolve like everything in the ocean. I think it's going like, oh, it's just going to destroy the oxygen, and then the fish can't breathe, and so you get a bunch of fish to the top of the water. Yeah. So that was a little off to me, but it's a good commentary because the guy is like, I got to destroy my notes. And then when we use it, I got to kill myself because it's still in here.
And I'm also willing to believe that Onda did not believe, Ishiro Onda did not believe that he'd get a sequel to this, because I love that he ends it with just like, okay, Godzilla's dead.
He did. Like, yeah. I do love the effects, though, of the water when they're, like, in the mines of the explosives on the water. Like, they do a lot of great special effects in this film.
Fuck yeah.
So I give them that.
The
atomic breath, and then the little town on fire, him stomping through on bridges and shit. Like, it's great. Yeah. I mean, in another life, my job would have been to be in a giant rubber dinosaur suit stomping around on cities. Yeah. So that's... That seems like the dream gig.
Yeah. But I guess I thought I'm seeing so many of these like Letterboxd reviews here where they're like, what's it called? Does not age well. I'm like, I don't think
that's true.
No.
It's a monster movie. At the end of the day, it's a kaiju movie. It really is. And then there is the commentary behind it, you know, that does talk about, you know, we're one step away from destroying ourselves. I mean, we saw it in a few Kubrick films. We're literally just a push of the button away from just, you know, murdering all society.
And it's like this is where it starts, right? So it doesn't even get to like these ridiculous levels that that like Godzilla Final Wars gets to, right? But like it's laying that groundwork, and to me, it's kind of showing you like, okay, like if you guys want to take this and make it into something completely different from here, you can. I've just given you what I believe to be what I wanted to do here and introduce this like very socially aware film.
Well, it's funny how this pivots because you very clearly see Godzilla's killed in this. Like, there's no question of that. And then in sequels, it's basically then Godzilla becomes a protector in sequel films.
Yeah. And, but I really like this movie, man. I don't know. There wasn't a scene about relationships between minors in regard to Texas laws. Bay might have got the giant monster robots movie, John Rebecca.
All right, Matt Gaetz, calm down.
God damn it, bro. But yeah, man, this is fantastic. I've never seen the original Godzilla before, man, and what's it called? I love Godzilla. I like every single Godzilla movie that I've watched.
Where's my Godzilla? Oh yeah, I got a little Godzilla right there.
Yeah, you got your Godzilla right there. I mean, I'm not wearing my Godzilla shirt because it's dirty right now, so I had to wash it. Godzilla. But yeah, I fucking love Godzilla, man.
Yeah. How can you not look at him?
Yeah, he's a big monster, reptile monster.
And it's funny because you see Shimura's office and you can see all the things that like was built to make Godzilla. It's like, oh, there's a Stegosaurus. And then it's like, there's a T-Rex. Cause at the end of the day, he's like a dino. He's like a Brontosaurus. And it's like, at the end of the day, it's like a bunch of dinosaurs put together.
Yeah. And also the fucking score, like the score that's going to lay the groundwork for every single score that everybody's going to take. What's it called? Like, yeah, everyone's going to take what's it called? Inspiration from for the rest of the films. Like, it's epic, man. It has a way of feeling so epic, but it also has a way of feeling very minuscule when it's discussing like what its themes and stuff, man.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work, Brad. Yeah, Brad. Yeah. If only you weren't so away from your wall, you could see.
Yeah, no, just throw it at the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. But like I love the score, man. The visual effects are great. The sound effects, the even the kids are good, bro. Like, that's crazy. Like, even the kids are good in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really don't have a problem with the cast or I. Like I said, the only thing I wanted more is just more Godzilla, and I would have been a little happier because yeah. I enjoy seeing Godzilla stomp everywhere, and then you know. I mean, it was really cool what the special effects they did. So at the end of the day, I'm very happy with this film. But again, I and that's the thing is I don't know if they could have shown enough Godzilla to really yeah. suffice.
I don't think so either. I think like what's it called? That's a. I think you gotta go watch Destroy All Monsters for that, Brad.
Or I gotta go. Yeah, I gotta go rewatch that Godzilla we did commentary on.
Final Wars, yeah.
Final Wars, because Final Wars is so if you have like ADHD, which I'm gonna say 90% of our generation has, go watch Godzilla Final Wars, because you'd be like, I don't, what's happening? Oh, we're going on to something else. What's happening here? Oh, we're going on to something else. And then you learn there were 9 directories, like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah. My ADHD addled brain really loves this movie.
But fantastic movie, man. I can't believe that a movie from 1954 still feels this great. And there's good. Movies, there's what's it called, been attempts, like up until Godzilla Final Wars, there were so many attempts to try to get this feeling out of the movies. And even though I enjoy movies like King of the Monsters, I love, I even enjoy Gareth Edwards, what's it called, Godzilla 2014. I thought that was a damn good movie. And I love that you can barely see that Godzilla at times and you feel yeah. that horror from that. But they all try to get this feeling, and none of them ever even get close to it. The only one that's gotten close to it is Godzilla Minus One.
Well, and I mean, just think of the time that this was written in. You just gotta, it's not even 10 years after, you know, the end of World War II.
Yeah.
So it's still fresh on everyone's mind, and it's just the devastation that, you know, on Hiroshima and Nagasaki that the two bombs brought, and just the that's got to have an impact on the director here on Honda.
1000%. 1000%, man. And yeah, I love Godzilla, guys, and this is obviously my favorite Godzilla movie. And so I'm going to go ahead and give Godzilla 1954, the OG Godzilla, a 9 out of 10. That's my final verdict. Brad, what's your final verdict for Godzilla 1954?
We are on the same page. I'm going to give Godzilla 1954 a 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Fucking love it, man. And I think it's great, man. This is my favorite Godzilla movie. And right on top of Godzilla Minus One. Godzilla Minus One is my second favorite Godzilla movie. I've had enough time to sit with that. And I truly believe that that's my second favorite Godzilla movie.
I mean, how can you hate it? You have Takashi Shimura sitting in a dark room contemplating why they're trying to kill this dinosaur.
Yep. Oh, man. But that concludes our review of Godzilla, the OG Godzilla. And as always, we want to thank you all so much for joining us. You can check us out on nerdcore.com. Twitter is @nerdcore_. Instagram and Threads is @thenerdcore. And our TikTok is @thenerdcore. You can also find us on Discord by clicking that link in the description below. Talk to us about Godzilla and your favorite Godzilla movies by joining our Discord. You can also talk to us in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, though, please make sure you leave a like on this video. And if you have not subscribed, make sure you subscribe and you click that notification bell. All of those things would help us out a lot. Plus, we love interacting with you guys. We're so close to 500 subscribers. We could just use 5 more. So if you guys could help us get there, we would really, really, really appreciate it. 5
more. I think it's 4 more.
Yeah. What did Brad say? We would really appreciate it. And if you're listening on the audio side of things, make sure you leave a wonderful 5-star review on your favorite podcast app of choice. And if you're not following us yet on your favorite podcast app of choice, make sure you're following us. And, of course, we want to thank our wonderful patrons. They're the ones who make this possible. If you want to join our Patreon, make sure you go and check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. And, of course, we also have a wonderful executive producer, Shane. Where can they find him, Brad?
You follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at thrifted.io or go buy something from the Suppy God at presentcityvintage.com.
Damn straight. And, of course, we will catch you all on the next one. We are going to get through some other stuff. So I'm not going to say that our next one is, what's it called? The movie I have in mind. So we'll just catch you on the next review. But for now, Brad, let's go ahead and send them out.
All right, Raul, thank you being host as always. Thank you, Stacy, for joining us in chat today. Stacy, stay around for the next one, just to let you know. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, Kaijus for life. Young Yoda out. You can't see it, but this guy's a bank, and you can put quarters in his head.